This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and I'm excited today to be joined by John Kervink, who serves as the Vice President of Performance and Financial Strategy and the CFO and CIO of Greybrews Health Services. So John, thank you so much for joining me today, and I would love to get started by first asking you to introduce yourself and your role in your health system.
Sure, Grace. Very happy to be here. So I'm John Kervink, and as Grace said, Vice President of Performance and Financial Strategy and CFO and CIO at Greybrews Health Services. We're a six-hospital system located about 90 minutes north of the Greater Toronto Area, centered in Owen Sound. So we have one regional hospital and five smaller rural campuses, as well as a withdrawal treatment facility. The hospital serves a catchment area of just under 200,000 people in the winter and swells to over a million in the summer because it's a tourist type destination. Employ about 2,000 people and around 200 physicians. Annual operating budget, our net operating income of about $250 million per year. So that's us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time. And I would love to start off by discussing what you are most focused on and excited about this year.
Yeah, well, I think, I think very excited is probably everyone in the health sector to be seeing the, hopefully the other side of the COVID pandemic. So that's an exciting time to kind of see that behind us in the rearview mirror as opposed to in front of us. So definitely that's a big source of excitement. I guess and trepidation because now we have a lot of catch up to do because certainly a lot of medical procedures and surgeries have been forgone over the last 2 years. And now it's a matter of getting down to business and catching up. But in terms of focus, so certainly, getting our service levels up to what they were pre-pandemic. We're also building a new hospital in one of our communities. So that is about 50% complete. So seeing that come to opening next summer is another area of focus. And as well, we run an instance of our EMR across 15 acute care hospitals that we're migrating to CPOE or to a higher level documentation. So that process has started, which is a multi-year kind of initiative. So that's pretty exciting too, because we'll be moving more and more to a paperless environment, some kind of a hybrid situation that we're in now.
Absolutely. And I would love to hear, you have so many different things going on. You wear so many different hats. I would love to hear what kind of advice you have for emerging leaders and people who would one day like to be in a leadership position such as yours.
Yeah, I think, I think in terms of advice for, emerging leaders, I think, the big challenge we're facing in the health sector, and it's not restricted to Canada or the U.S., it's probably worldwide, is health and human resources. So there's not enough staff. And so the pressure is on recruiting and on retaining the staff that you have. So I would say to the emerging leaders, certainly, be patient and hang on because, I think it's a rewarding career. And there's going to be so much opportunity just with the retirements coming up in say the next decade, and just a lot of people that have left system over the last 2 years. Just the opportunities are tremendous, and it's a very rewarding career because there's a patient at the end of everything we do. So it's rewarding in that sense as well. You really are making a difference. So I think it's the advice would be to hang on. If you've made it this far, just stick with us, and things are going to get get better, and it's well worth it.
Absolutely. I love those thoughts there. Thank you so much. Well, that is all I have for you. Thank you for sharing and making the time to sit down with us today.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.